rafting down John Day River, not known for its rapids, except for the one, they call it Clairnoe. It comes rather quickly from where we put in. We're excited, we're nervous, 'cause we don't really know. Where the hell's Clairnoe? Where the hell's Clairnoe? I think it's around the next bend. Where the hell's Clairnoe? Where the hell's Clairnoe? I think we passed it a while ago. We went through one rapid, it seemed kind of scary. Then through another, even bigger than that. And then through one more, could that have been Clairnoe? I don't really think so, as I turn to look back. We looked to our leader, we called Captain Larry, 'cause he'd been down through there two times before. Seems like the years haven't sharpened his memory. He just shouted to us,
go with the flow!
Where the hell's Clairnoe? Where the hell's Clairnoe? Think around the next bend. Where the hell's Clairnoe? Where the hell's Clairnoe? I think we passed it a while ago. Kinda like life, you experience the wild times and don't even know it till you pass through. And then when you do, they become stories that say lies for living. You got wild things to do. When telling the tales of the past and your wild time, that's when your children really listen to you, 'cause they know without saying that life is for living. They'll have their own stories when they pass on through. Where the hell's Clairnoe? Where the hell's Clairnoe? I think that we passed it a while ago. Where the hell's Clairnoe? Where the hell's Clairnoe? I think it's around the next bend. Where the hell's Clairnoe? Where the hell's Clairnoe? I think that we passed it.